Listening Practice 3. You are Emma Wong. You are listening to an online debate on YouTube about festivals. Listen to the debate and answer the questions below and on the next page. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, welcome to HongKongDebate.com, Hong Kong's number one online debate site. My name is Harper Cox, and I'm your host. Today we have with us Hayley Lee, a Secondary 5 student from Hong Kong Island South Secondary School, and Aidan Cheung, a Secondary 6 student from St. Andrew's Secondary School. The motion in front of us today is related to festivals and goes as follows. We should not celebrate Western festivals. We'll start with arguments against the motion. Hayley, you have 2 minutes to argue against the motion.
Thank you, Harper. I have 3 points to make to convince you that we should celebrate Western festivals such as Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, and Easter in Hong Kong. The first is that Western festivals like Halloween and Christmas are fun. I know. I'm sure that these festivals mean something more than parties and fun to many Westerners. But if people enjoy the happy atmosphere, why can't they celebrate them? People in Hong Kong work too much, and they have no time for their friends and family members. Festivals like Christmas and Easter give them an excuse to take time off work and enjoy life. Secondly, to say that we shouldn't celebrate Western festivals because we may lose interest in our own festivals is ridiculous. Hong Kong is an international city in which different races of people live and work. Our society is open and diverse. We know where we come from, and we won't feel that if we celebrate Western festivals, we'll lose interest in our own festivals. Quite the contrary. Celebrating Western festivals helps us gain a better understanding of other cultures. My third point is that Western festivals like Halloween are more creative and fun. While Chinese festivals are often about family members and ancestors, Western festivals are more about parties and games. Although many people in Hong Kong do not take Western festivals as seriously as their own, they enjoy Western festivals more because they can get together with friends and family members, eat and drink, go clubbing and dancing. Also, people spend money on gifts, parties, food and clothes for Christmas, Valentine's Day and Halloween. Spending money is good for the Hong Kong economy. So, I would say we should celebrate Western festivals because they are fun and people enjoy the happy atmosphere.
Okay, thank you, Hayley. Now, Aidan, you have 2 minutes to argue for the motion.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry, but I firmly believe that we shouldn't celebrate Western festivals. First, let me be honest here for a minute. Western festivals such as Halloween, Christmas, or Easter have no meaning for us. People celebrate Western festivals because they do not have any better things to do in life. I don't understand why people dress up in different costumes or go to a theme park to be scared by ghosts in Halloween. Do you? The second reason is that Western festivals are so commercialized these days that they have lost their significance, even to Westerners. We are bombarded with advertisements everywhere, in shopping malls, on TV, and in newspapers, to buy, buy, and buy. Big department stores make a lot of money by convincing us to buy Christmas trees, Christmas gifts, chocolate, flowers, etc. Restaurants also use the opportunity to make us pay a lot of money for set meals and dinners on Valentine's Day. It's all about making money. I think I've got time to make one final point. My final point is that celebrating Western festivals makes us forget or lose interest in our own festivals. Young people in Hong Kong seem to observe Christmas and Halloween with more enthusiasm than Chinese New Year. Celebrating Western festivals changes our mindset and makes us lose interest in our own festivals and culture.
Okay, thanks to Hayley and Aidan. We'll take a short break now. After the break, Hayley will respond to Aidan's opinions. Stay tuned.
That is the end of Listening Practice 3. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.